It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Thanks for tuning in. We are live in Studio 1A, where Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers, and we're really pleased to have Justin Townes-Earl back in town, and he's here to play tonight at ACO Live at the Moody Theater with the Sadies. And Justin has a new album that'll be out in, what, about 3 weeks, right, at the end of May?
I think so.
That's what it says on the internet. So
that's the people in the office's job. I can't remember.
Well, the album is called Kids in the Street, and I guess you'll be playing some of those tunes for us this afternoon and tonight.
I will.
All right.
What
tune would you like to start off with?
We'll do Champagne Corolla.
And that's a tune that starts off the album. Justin Townes-Earl live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9.
This is me making fun of all those kids that still write songs about 57 Chevys that they've never even seen, basically.
Hill of a high and a seed red back, look like she should be driving something long and black. All I'm asking, nah, do you know how pretty little thing drive that champagne Corolla. I seen her around here just last night. Today she's been by 2-3 times. Ain't you listened to me? And I done told you, pretty little thing that drive that champagne Corolla. Sitting down and I asked the boys on the corner, did they know? They said, I'm in it, and things you think out on the road. I say, what I mean, if you seen it, you would know. Pretty little thing that drive that champagne Corolla. Care what no man say, she can run all week on just one tank. Goes to show you, maybe baby got a head on her shoulders, yeah. And she sure looks sweet when she drives that champagne Corolla. But I know that every man thinks that he needs some high-toned woman, something that's built for speed. But you can't trust a rich girl further than you can throw. Need a middle class queen, drive that champagne Corolla. Don't need one damn thing to me. Just give me something, give me where I'm going. Like a pretty little thing, drive that champagne Corolla. So help me now, I'd jump on the side if she'd have me. All she's gotta do is give a little tap on the shoulder. I'll ride away with a girl in a champagne Corolla. I'll ride away with a girl in a champagne Corolla.
We've got Justin Townes-Earl live in Studio 1A, along with our concert club members who are here with us today. So there were times where you hopped in a car and just kind of took off to the city.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, when I was a kid in Nashville, if you listened to punk rock or anything like that, there was those shows did not come to Nashville because it wasn't cool to come to Nashville if you were punk rock. So they went to Memphis, and I was a wild kid. And so 12 or 13, I'd jump in a car with older kids, and we'd go to Memphis to the Young Avenue Deli and see great bands and get in a lot of trouble.
So your new album, as we said, is coming out in a few weeks. And for the first time, you recorded outside of Nashville. You went up to Omaha, Nebraska. What prompted that?
You know, I think that I forget that being so into the tradition of country music, the tradition of blues, that art has to advance. It has to go somewhere else. You can work with existing forms, but do your best to expand upon them in some way, and hopefully you don't embarrass yourself doing that. Mike Mogus is a very a good practitioner of the, I guess what you would call the modern folk movement, you know, and it's he definitely has some ideas that, you know, nobody here in Nashville is going to come up with, and you know, I think it takes living in the middle of Nebraska, so I don't think anybody here could have come up with them. LA could have come up with them. New York could have come up with them. He's an interesting cat.
Well, I was mentioning earlier, I was listening to the album, and there's a tune on there that's kind of in the New Orleans Professor Longhair tradition, and there's a vibraphone in there, which is very cool sounding.
I like vibes a lot. They're actually my first three records. The biggest expense I had on those records, next to the cost of the studio, like single piece, was the cost of renting a vibraphone in Nashville. You couldn't find one. There was like one guy who had one, and it was, you know, and they're not cheap instruments, so people are very, very worried about them when they loan them out, and they kind of want to hover over. Luckily, Mike had his own.
So the songs on the album are kind of, you're going back to earlier in your life in terms of now you're more settled, you're married, you're about to become a dad, just moved to Portland. But these songs are kind of about Justin Townes Earle as a younger person.
And I guess reflecting on, I mean, the same thing's happening here that's happening in Nashville. Austin and Nashville seem to have this acute case of gentrification. And I mean, it's just like, wow. Wow, it's like, we don't worry about it. Build to suit means we'll rip whatever you want down and put a building up. You know, it doesn't mean they'll fix the inside of the building. You know, so but it took me, I wanted to write something addressing this for quite a while, but it needed something better than anger, something more thought out than just anger about it. And so I finally got to a point where I wasn't just going to breathe fire over this subject and kind of just be accepting of things change. It doesn't mean you got to be happy about it. It doesn't mean, you know, it's like I lived in New York for a long time. I'll never get rid of my 917 phone number because that proves I was there before you, you know?
Yeah, we talk a lot about that here in Austin, about being here. It was always a hipper town 2 weeks before you arrived.
Absolutely. And every town, it's like, oh, well, you should have been there, you know? But I think that, when you earn that in life to say, well, you should have seen it. You should have seen it back then, especially if you hang in towns like Austin and Nashville and I think New York City and places like that. You earn this right to say, I was there then. But an old guy that I met in New York who'd lived there since 1962, he moved into the East Village and lived on 11th Street in the same apartment. And he said, the only thing that you need to understand about New York, the only guaranteed truth, is that nothing's going to be the same in 10 years.
All right. We're talking to Justin Townes Earle. He's playing tonight with the Sadies at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. His new album due out in about 3 weeks called Kids in the Street. We'll get you to do another one?
Absolutely. And this is to go with the Bruce Springsteen writes a lot of songs about trying to get a girl into a car. And so I thought I'd get in on the act. But I stress that every character in this song is underage, including the guy trying to get the girl into the car. Okay.
Get in the car from with me. No, there's nothing to do around here during the week. So we're going to Memphis to get out of town. down to Memphis to mess around. And I got a bottle of Thunderbird in the trunk. I know a place if there's anything you want. This old man runs a store, he'll sell anything to anyone. But I don't know what time he closes off. So think about it, but baby, don't take me too much time. Maybe only a moment, but maybe the time of your life. My boys might look rough, but they're not tough between me and you. Though they can be cruel. Like the girl less that's going on about, he just said she's got a pretty mouth. So you see what I'm dealing with. How's the old saying go with friends like this? Don't worry, we all gotta be back by morning time. Only a moment, but maybe the time of your life. Come on, baby, come on. Ever stayed out all night long. So I know your brother, he don't scare me. Why should we tell your mama anything? If I'm bothering you, let me know. Maybe damn near grown men. Maybe it's Tuesday and maybe it's damn near midnight. Maybe only a moment, but maybe the time of your life. Maybe only a moment, maybe the time of your life.
Justin Towns Earl with another tune off of his forthcoming album. You heard Maybe a Moment. So, your father, Steve Earle, named you in honor of his mentor, Towns Van Zandt. So has Towns been a big influence in your development at all, or was that just sort of brushed aside?
No, it was. I mean, you can't deny Towns. If you try to deny the influence, if you do what I do, especially whether you have no familial or any kind of connection to directly to those people, you can't deny their influence on what you do. But you have to be very careful about how you let Towns or say my father influence you, because you're not going to be as good as they are. It's just that simple. You're not going to add up to Towns Van Zandt. I think the best thing that I was ever told, which was told to my dad by Guy Clark and then told to me by my dad, is that you just stop trying to write the great American folk song. You know, just stop it. Plain and simple, because you're probably not going to do it. And you know, and so people have to realize that Towns was something special. So when you say somebody's like a new Towns Van Zandt or like a Towns Van Zandt, yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Well, and sort of playing off of that, you do a rendition of Stack of Lee, which has always been a fascinating song. And there's so many different versions of that. And
tons.
So this is your version of it.
Yeah, and right? It was the, you know, it's a song that's been updated throughout the years, over and over again, rewritten by a million people, just like the John Henry story. You know, it was something that, like, these days, that story is still the same. You know, people still get shot over stupid things. Just in the old version, Staggerly usually, typically kills a boy named Billy because Billy knocked his Stetson hat off his head. You know, well, my character, my Staggerly, kills a boy named Billy, but he kills him because he's from the wrong neighborhood. Staggerly lives on top of the hill, Billy lives at the bottom of the hill, and boys from the hill and the bottoms don't get along. You know, and so it's kind of They live in low-rise apartments. They sell crack cocaine. It's a very, you know, but it's advancing that story into the modern day. And that's a very important thing that's getting lost, is, like, we can't let the tradition of carrying on these songs like Staggerly die, because very, you know, I don't know where, you know, fewer kids know those songs than ever today, and music is going in some way, or I don't even want to talk about it, places.
Justin Townes Earle has been our guest this afternoon. You can catch him tonight with the Sadies. Am I right that the Sadies are going to be your band?
Yes, they are. Okay. We've been looking for an excuse to work together for a while, so it's finally come together, and there are bands as good, yes, but there are no better bands than the Sadies, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's tonight at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. And sometime between now and 2 o'clock, I'm going to give away another pair of tickets for that show. Once again, the new album, which will be out at the end of May, is Kids in the Street. And thanks to Justin Townes Earle. He's going to do one more song off air for our Concert Club members, and we'll have the whole set up online probably within 24 hours on our website at kutx.org. Martin and his crew are doing some videos, and that'll be up as well. Thanks, as always, to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, who do such a great job with our sound, and they're our top-notch engineers. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I try as hard as I can to do what I do, and it's a pleasure to be here. Justin, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
It's KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.